Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Oh, yes, here we go. He was teaching last week, so here we go. Joined again as we come down on the lovely, lovely surface of Planet Rick. We're joined again by the head instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit, and among all the other things he does, and that would be Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening on this post-election period in which we find ourselves trying to figure out what the results are. You know, who knows what scorecard you're looking at, what sites you're looking at, what media you're looking at, what talking heads you're listening to, what statisticians they're interviewing, poll watchers, election experts. It is most assuredly, at least for me, a very, very interesting time, man. How's the poll watching and the optics from your side of the country?
Well, you know, I'm waiting to... Fox News.
For yours, man, it's almost like it sneaks up and comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, okay, I have to figure out what it is that I said,
I sat back, and for a very long time, I have told a lot of people, anybody that wanted to ask me, they'll be like, you know, Fox News is the place to go. No, apparently not. They obviously are part of the deep state themselves. Now they're calling states and everything else. And, you know, I stayed up late for this, and up to about 3:30, Trump had a lead in Michigan, Trump had a lead in Pennsylvania, Trump had a lead in North Carolina, Trump had a lead in Georgia. He still has leads in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, but all of a sudden, where he was up 100, you know, he's up like 80,000 votes, all of a sudden he's behind 70,000 votes. And they find 138,000 votes that are, you know, it's quite the anomaly. They find 138,000 votes that only Biden is on there. There's no third-party candidate. There's no write-ins, which you can't write in the president. You know, Kanye didn't get any votes.
Wait, Kanye didn't get a single vote, man?
Well, not out of these 138,000. It was all for Joe Biden. And I'm just sitting there going, well, okay. I really didn't. I underestimated their ability to cheat. I thought this was going to be watched so closely. But, I mean, like in Detroit, I've seen where they are taping up the windows and covering the windows up where they're going to do all their counting.
You know, and that's something, you know, that I have particular interest in, right? Obviously, I live here in Detroit. And,
right.
You know, I've been, you know, patiently watching this whole thing unfold, and my experience is not totally different from yours. You know, election night, I actually went to a watch party, man. It was a group that's just starting up. Well, they've been, you know, in operation for a short time now. They call themselves Blexit Michigan, part of you know, new organization that spouted up, and they had a watch party at a local gun range. So I'm thinking, you know what, man, this sounds like a cool deal. You know, let's go to a gun range. Obviously, we weren't shooting. The gun range was closed, but they were hosting a watch party to watch the returns come in, man. And it's, my experience is no different than yours. You know, I'm watching the projections. I'm watching the count totals, or as they know them, you know, how everything was trending. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously we're not going to know anything tonight. So, you know, we'll just wait and see what we know in the morning. So, you know, went home and went to bed and woke up, and I'm, you know, looking around, and I'm like, whoa, okay. I must have missed something, you know, in the wee hours of the night, but okay, let me get back engaged and let me get caught up with what things are and what people are saying about it, you know, and, you know, so one thing that I've done on a consistent basis over the years is vote. But one of the things that I had not ever been part of is like being an observer, you know, post-election, where you, you know, actually go and you take a quick, you know, training session. I guess they tell you the rules, what you can do, what you can't do. And then they put you in and you're just an observer, you know, and you just watch things as they unfold. And if everything is as it's supposed to be, then, you know, okay, good. And if there's something that, you know, raises curiosity, then I guess you can draw attention to it. And then there can, you know, be some type of process to get to, you know, the bottom of whatever it is you thought you saw. But unfortunately, you know, I responded to a call that was put out by a local guy that's really, really well known. He's on the news all the time and very connected with the Republican Party here in Michigan. So I said, well, you know what? Let me go on down there and check it out, man, and you know, take the training session they offer and be a part of the process. It'll be another experience, you know. I love new experiences, so. Yeah, and we're allowed to, you know, I presumably in the aftermath, I'm finding out that, you know, they'd already had all of the spots that were allocated to that function, you know, exhausted. But the way I'm thinking about it, these things go a long time, and, you know, you can only ask so much of a volunteer, you know, to put in without, you know, needing to take breaks or get something to eat, or maybe personal family obligations could come along. You would need to backfill and replace those people. So that's what I was like trying to investigate and see what was happening, man. But, unfortunately, I wasn't allowed that opportunity. And you know what? I don't blame it on anybody. Maybe, you know, I'm not going to say maybe. If I made it down there earlier, or if I saw the notice earlier, you know, I could have had that opportunity. But really, really interested. And some of the things I've been seeing in the aftermath, man, it's just crazy. Just crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah, I was calling this 330 for Trump. What I was expecting him to do was keep what he had, because he got 306 last time. I expected him to add Minnesota to it, and I thought he might get Nevada, which I don't remember if he won Nevada last time. But
I don't know, man. I have to call up my internet experts on Google and put in a quick query.
I tell you what, we're gonna continue this. We're coming up on the break. I do want to continue this when we get back, and whatever's on the mind of you, Mr. Hector, as far as what we'd like to discuss today. Before we do go, please tell them how they can find you.
I am Rick Hector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, head dishwasher, cook, and all other things important at Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. You can catch me on all social media outlets, usually as Detroit, CCW, or just Google my name. There's no way you can miss it.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking. We're currently walking around the beautiful, no votes needed to be counted, surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. No COVID, no ballot anomalies. It's a great thing. So, I should have called. I'm not going to bring this up because I don't know if you want to talk about it. We'll talk about this later.
Man, another... You know what? I'm in such a great mood. What you want to talk about?
No, because this is something that I don't know. I don't know if this would keep you great mood. So let's instead, right? Let's instead.
Man, you don't know how great of a mood I'm in. What do you want? What's on your mind?
I know. Did you see the last text I sent you last night?
Yeah, I do believe. I do believe I recall the last text you sent me last night. You asked if I wanted to say anything about a particular online interaction I had with a certain individual?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, is that what's on your mind?
Well, I want to ask this simply because of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, when I was at SHOT Show...
Right.
I was brought a interview request from a young lady. She did not clear it with SHOT Show, so they ended up getting being shot down at SHOT Show, being kicked off Radio Row. But what it was is they wanted to set up a interview with me at SHOT Show of the ex-president of the Brady campaign, Dan Gross, and to a .org representative or head or CEO or whatever he is, trainer Rob Pincus.
Right.
And I was going to do it simply because I wanted to sit back from both of these two dudes and go, okay, guys, what are you guys selling?
Okay.
But then they got intercepted by the NSSF and they were kicked off Radio Row.
Well.
Now, you made a very succinct observation, I think. You can correct me if I'm wrong on this. But I think you asked a question. How can you be a never-Trumper and be for gun rights? Is that right?
That is my position, man. This election, for me personally, has been front and center focused on gun rights. I mean, one, I'm a gun rights advocate. I can definitely see the utility of firearms ownership for a variety of reasons. I mean, if we go all the way to the original intent upon the Second Amendment to ward off tyranny, or if you are more so concerned with personal protection and having a means of protecting yourself in this era of shrinking governmental budgets, including the availability of law enforcement officers in our respective community. You know, believe it or not, there's a wide swath of people who are downplaying the role of police in our society, and I'm definitely not one of them, man. But, you know, I'm a huge 2A supporter, man. Gun rights. And, you know, and I was particularly disappointed as we were watching all of the debates, the two presidential debates and the vice presidential debates, man, and that gun rights, you know, never came up and was never a topic. And, you know, that irked me to no end. But at the end of the day, man, if a candidate does not support the Second Amendment, I mean, that to me is very telling. I mean, if anyone doesn't trust me with a gun, I can't trust that person with a vote. And if you're not an ardent supporter of all of the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, oh, gee, That's all I really need to know about you, because in a sense, people say, oh, gee, Rick, you're a single issue voter. And I'm like, well, if I am, you know, that's my right anyway. And I don't have to make several different topics, you know, this dish with all these different ingredients of different proportions. I can just decide that the Second Amendment is what I'm going to hang my hat on. But at the end of the day, as I explain it to people, it really makes sense for me for the simple point that it's even so much more than just guns. If you're the type of person that cannot trust me with a God-given enshrined right in the Constitution with owning a gun, then I can't trust you. Just period. I can't trust you with a public office. It just tells me so much about you as a person, as a politician, and as an individual.
Here's my problem. Now, we watch what happened in Virginia when 60% of the electorate stayed home.
Right.
And then as soon as that happened, you know, until that government changes, they can hold all the rallies they want to have. They can do all the things they want to do. But until that government changes, until they get rid of that governor, and until they change the complexion of their General Assembly, what they got is what was voted in. It is very hard, once something is made a law, to claw it back than it is to beat it in the first place. And the way to beat it in the first place is turn out, vote, be activist, all this other stuff. When you get out there, and I mean, I've seen this all over social media, which I'm thinking really seriously about deleting my social media in some cases there right now.
That's rather drastic, isn't it?
Well, and I'll, you know, we're coming up on the next break, and maybe I'll address that a little bit. But you know, I've had other people that have come to me and are on social media, and they've said, well, this is Trump's fault because of the way Trump acts. And whenever I ask the question of, I've had other people say, well, I didn't even vote because I don't like the way Trump acts. And I'm like, well, what would you prefer?
Right.
And I just, you know. That, you know, I tell you what, when we get back to the break, I'll give you a little more in-depth about my philosophy. I've never actually spoken with you about this. I know where you come down, but you can speak about your philosophy as well. While we're before we do that, though, please, would you tell people how they can find you?
I am Rick Hector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed in Detroit. You can catch me on DetroitCCW.com. Or just search for Rick Hector on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos uploaded to my channel.
That's a lot of video.
I've been at it for a long time.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News. I'm Kevin Bessler. Americans went over the hills and through the woods to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had issued warnings against traveling over the holiday. While the overall number of travelers is still down, the TSA still reported a massive spike in the number of people passing through airports, the most since the pandemic began. Now the question is, will these gatherings cause a massive spike in coronavirus cases? Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins and a Fox News contributor.
Well, look, I think we're going to see a series of rolling increases. The trend is not a good trend. I don't think we have to worry about a mass spike with rationing at the doorsteps of our hospitals. But look, people need to take this thing very seriously.
At least 2,313 new coronavirus deaths were reported in the United States on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. There's talk of another COVID-19 stimulus package after the holiday.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and we've been talking some unfortunate stuff, but we had to break off at the break. And when we, if you missed it, Rick has been involved in a social media thing, and I've made reference to the guy that he's been involved with. But here's my problem.
I'll tell you who the person is for the initiative. It wasn't a big thing, but it was a thing that, kind of got under my skin, man. A certain individual, he's a gun rights advocate, most ostensibly a firearms trainer. I can't remember the exact place where he's from, but you may have heard of him before. His name is Rob Pincus.
Well, he's the one that got kicked off. He's the one that got kicked off of Radio Row. He was the one that showing up with the, yeah. But here's the thing. This is the thing, because he doesn't like Trump, right? You made the point. Well, how can you be for gun rights and be a never Trumper, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. When I was in the military, I worked with guys that I despised sometimes. But you know what? If the balloon had gone up and we had to go out and fight World War III, I would have killed people for those guys. And do you know why I would have done that? Because that's what I had. I didn't have the luxury of sitting back and going, well, hey, you know, I don't like these guys, so I'll fight with you guys, and you guys just go out there and do something else. I didn't have that luxury because I was a part of a machine that was the American military.
Right.
Now, if we would you characterize what we do as Second Amendment advocates as part of ideological combat?
It really is. I mean, you know, there is so much propaganda that is really being published from, it seems, even more places with each passing day. And a lot of it is anti-gun, you know, and as someone who stands on the Second Amendment, man, that's where I'm going to fall, man. If I ever succumb, if I ever fall, I will fall as a supporter of the Second Amendment. I mean, that just means so much to me. And without it, you really are going to lose all of the other rights that you have, man. And so, you know, I'm uncompromising on that point, man. And you know what? It's cost me some relationships, friendships, and, you know, whatever, man. Wherever the chips may fall, I'm not out to, you know, be a people pleaser. I'm who I am unapologetically, man. And,
You know, that's the thing, though, isn't it? They get out there and they're like, I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he does that. Do we want to win or do we want to make friends? I mean, you know, you and I have the same sort of goal, but you and I are friends, too, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the first time I ever saw Rick face to face was in Louisville. And
yeah,
Rick came to my door and was banging on my door like he was serving a warrant. And I opened the door, and there he was. And I got a hug from him and everything else. And then we went out and drank many Negro Modelos while we were having St. Louis-style ribs. So, so, I mean, like, we're friends. We can, and I'm sure there'd be some things you and I might disagree on, right? But, I mean, we're not going to get out there and say, and start some of this. I mean, I saw some of the stuff, and I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, this is, this, because I'm going to invite him on the show, and he can explain to me how that works. Because I don't think you can do that, because what's the alternative?
Right, the alternative is, for me, you know, it's my nightmare, but, you know, anyway, so I'm stating my unapologetic opinions and views. You know, there was, like I said, there was a call for individuals to come down and observe the process and watch people, you know, count the mail-in votes, or, well, I guess that's the word they use for it, mail-in votes or whatever. And I thought, you know what, I've never done such a thing. It would be a great thing to do. And when this very prominent person issued a call for people to come on down, I came down and I voiced my displeasure about not being able to participate. You know, presumably, you know, they are at capacity, but I'm thinking at some point in time, people will fall off and you need to replace folks with people. And so Mr. Pinker said, you're losing it, man. Fake news. You're better than this. So I'm like, man, you know, you're way off in whatever state you live in, and you obviously have nothing, you know, you obviously have no vantage point to make, you know, this comment. So my official response to him was, I responded to a post for observers to come down, get trained, and be a part of the process. Since you are not here, your opinion means very little to me. I thought you were better than this. So I basically turned back what he said about me not being better than, I guess, the opinion he believes. And I said, you know, by the way, welcome to my blacklist. So, yeah, that was the end of that. So
that was the end of that.
Yeah, that's the end of that, man. Life goes on. Keep it moving.
See, this is the thing, and I had a discussion with somebody else today who will remain unnamed. And, you know, I try very hard not to get involved in these little social media things. Unless I see somebody out there that I believe being a Second Amendment advocate and being a Never Trumper at the same time, right now, facing what we're facing, I believe that's malfeasance.
Well, I don't know how you can. I don't know how you can be both.
You can't. you cannot be both.
If there's something I'm missing, please explain it to me. I mean, you have the Democratic Party, which is so over the top anti-gun, man. And if you're a gun rights advocate, if a firearms instructor at that, I don't understand how you could say, never be a never Trump. I don't get it. If there's someone out there that can explain it to me, please help me.
I'm going to tell you what I think, okay? And we got a minute for me to try to, and if you want to discuss this further on the other side, that's fine. It's quite a simple thing to be a Second Amendment advocate. There's 23,000 laws on the books. None of them prevent any crime whatsoever. All they do is prevent law-abiding people from buying guns. Some of them, of course, are out, you can get out there and say, well, look, murder's illegal, and then you can add some more charges. Murder with a gun is more illegal, and you get more years for this. That's fine. I got no problem with that. Anything else that has to do with not buying a gun, though, does nothing for public safety. So, having said that, it's a very simple proposition. You are against all legislation because most of the time they don't even enforce the stuff that's out there. Straw purchasers, they get let out all the time. In Chicago, you can take a shot at a cop, be back on the street in 2 days. They're not prosecuting the crimes and everything else, but the very simple part of it is this. If you are a Second Amendment advocate, you're against all other things. There is no reasonable thing. There's no reasonable middle ground now because they don't have one. But you hang on. Tell us where we can find you. It'll be your turn in the next segment.
My name is Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Hector. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I have a website on legallyarmedindetroit.com, or you can catch me on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos. Come back to you.
That sounds, I mean, always that's a lot of video. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick from Legally Armed in Detroit. And let me just finish up this before I let you take off with this. If you're going to be a Second Amendment advocate, have you seen how there's some of these guys out there, including Rob, Mr. Pincus, they seem to think they're like these Mensa thinkers that are so much more, they have so much more depth and understanding of what we're trying to, articulate, but they know more than we do. And there is some good common ground we can come to when, in fact, the Democratic Party, they don't like us. They really don't like you because you're a black conservative. You're a traitor. You're a traitor, Ector. I mean, they don't like you. They don't like me. I mean, they're all about ID politics. They're the ones that have deserted black America. They're the ones that betrayed black America. All these things. And at the same time, if it comes down to it, they don't care if they have to kill us in order to be in charge of us, really, truly, deep down inside, right? That's what resides in their hearts. How do you find middle ground with them?
There is no middle ground, man. There's no middle ground on the Second Amendment. You're like, oh, gee, Rick, there's no middle ground. Man, look, there's over 23,000 infringements on shall not be infringed. And you know what? They've already have legislation cooked up, ready to submit should they actually win, you know, and they're going to push it and they're going to ram it down our throats. And for these folks who characterize themselves as never Trumpers, well, you know what? I can't say that you were ever, you know, really true blue Second Amendment supporter. You know, for me, that was the principal issue. If you don't have the Second Amendment, man, you don't have anything. And for me, it was a no-brainer. But I have not yet entertain the thought of deleting my social media, although somehow I will say that on Facebook, I somehow find myself on punishment for something. For something I said, or, you know, one of these snowflakes got upset with, you know, what I represent, or maybe all the rallies that I've been attending and posting on my profile.
Rob but probably reported you.
Somehow I find myself in a timeout, right? I can't, like, post on my business page or send out certain communications, but I can still update my my main profile. But, you know, that's how they are, man. You know, they don't want to actually have a dialogue, you know, just shut you down and cut off your access to reach out and share with people your mindset and your opinion. You know, don't all opinions count? Isn't a good, healthy debate good for everyone? No, these people don't want to debate.
No.
They just want to shut you down and silence you my way or the highway. But I'm not ready to delete my social media just yet. It might be a foregone conclusion if I keep speaking my mind. But what is it that's got you to the point where you're ready to delete your social media?
Because there's so many people out there that feel like Facebook gives them some degree of anonymity. And at the same time, it, you know, social media, the media part of it, there's a lot of people that think that social media is actually a platform. The problem is that the platform is controlled by somebody else. And Trump was getting ready to step on them. Now, if Biden does win the White House, that's going to go away, at least for the next 4 years. And I don't agree with that stuff, but the people that come out, and somebody that claims to be a Second Amendment advocate came out there and told me that he said something about Trump, and I just jumped all over him for it. And he came into private messaging because I was chewing him up, you know.
Right.
He comes into private messaging and accuses me of being intolerant and non-professional. And
okay.
You know, I pointed this out, and this is the thing. If you're going to get out there and say something about the commander-in-chief, who is the only bulwark out there between us and Second Amendment Armageddon currently, and you're going to get out there and put certain things out there, I pointed out to him, you know what? In these political campaigns, they're always looking for sound bites, and they have these guys called opposition researchers. So they'll go out there, and if they find somebody like you who has a pretty big presence in the Second Amendment community, and you're out there saying, but I don't agree with the commander-in-chief, they'll take that little soundbite, and they'll take it out of context. This is not you voicing your opinion. I know that's what you're doing. I know that you just personally find him distasteful. But they're not going to put it that way. They're going to get out there and say, they don't trust Trump to take care of guns. They don't trust Trump to take care of the country. And then all of the stuff that you have built up to this point, if it becomes public, and if they quote you on this, if the other side does this, if the Democrats were to do quote you, so-and-so says this, guess what? All of your work that you've done up to that point, especially in the gun community, is over.
Man,
isn't it?
You can't be half in on the second amendment on gun rights and claim to be a gun rights advocate. You're either in or you're not. If what you're doing by action and deed does not support the Second Amendment, then no, you're not a Second Amendment advocate. And to me, if you're a true Second Amendment advocate, that's going to spill over into the political arena in terms of who you vote for.
That's right.
Vote for somebody, you know, who's pushing a mountain of gun control. I mean, if there's anyone listening to your show, man, you cannot say that you're a gun rights advocate and you vote for an anti-gun candidate. You know, I just don't get it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it because if just on the off chance Biden wins tomorrow or something, the first chance I get, I got an AR-15 pistol. I'm sure they're going to bring down the ATF on us. That's the only thing he could do with the Republican control of the Senate. That's the only thing they could do. So I'm going to go turn that into an SBR. I'll play the stupid little game. But I'm not going to continue to get involved in these social media squabbles, because it is a much better thing to get out there and, you know, I've got a radio show. You got an axe to grind with me. I'll let you have some airtime. You can come on here. But other than that, I mean, everything else, all of this stuff is just some sort of a little distraction for me. And I'm just not going to partake in it. And if we need to get you a website and everything? You've got a segment here. Do I need to give you more? I mean, you know, I'll work with you.
Hey, man. Hey, look. You know, look. Yes, we'll do whatever is required. We'll do whatever that's needed, man. You know, I hate the idea of abandoning a platform, but I'll tell you what. I will definitely accept with open arms another platform to be able to share my take on things. And
it's a stacked platform, Rick. Not everybody uses it the way it's a stacked platform that not everybody uses the way you use it. That's the thing. It's stacked against us to begin with. And then on the other hand, we got all these other guys that think they're somehow a deep thinker. And, okay, you're not.
Look, for me, this election has always been about a gun rights or no gun rights. No infringement versus, you know, a whole bucket full of infringement, man. From the stuff they've been talking about throughout this whole entire campaign, man, they want to take away all semi-automatic firearms.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah,
you
yeah,
need
yeah.
is a single shotgun to go hunting.
You know? A shotgun, yeah. Before we run out of time, one more time, tell them how to find you.
I am Rick Hector, RICKECTOR. I am legally armed in Detroit.com. You can find me on YouTube, Detroit CCW, over 2,200 videos. Please come check me out. I'm there and available. And, of course, I'm always here Thursday evening on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Unless he's teaching a class.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining me. Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to be joined by Steve Fisher, the Yeti. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.